Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In a speech at the Heritage Foundation, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo explained that the Iran nuclear deal has failed in its core purpose, keeping the American people safe from the risk created by the leaders of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The sunset clauses of the deal, Secretary of State Pompeo declared, merely delayed Iran from achieving a nuclear weapons capability. The inspections and verifications mechanisms were insufficient. The deal failed to address the regime's continuing development of ballistic and cruise missiles. And while the deal allowed the regime to use the money it received because of the deal to boost the fortunes of a struggling people, the regime's leaders refused to do so. Instead, said Secretary Pompeo, the government spent its newfound treasure fueling proxy wars across the Middle East and lining the pockets of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis. The Iranian wave of destruction in the region in just the last few years is proof that Iran's nuclear aspirations cannot be separated from the overall security picture. Now, outside of the Iran deal, Secretary Pompeo said, the United States will continue to work with allies to counter the regime's destabilizing activities, block its financing of terror, address Iran's proliferation of missiles, and ensure that Iran never has a path to a nuclear weapon. Until the Iranian regime changes course, the U.S. will apply unprecedented financial pressure. Secretary Pompeo said Iran will be forced to make a choice, either to fight to keep its enemy off life support at home or keep squandering precious wealth on fights abroad. It will not have the resources to do both. The changes in Iranian policies the U.S. is calling for include stopping uranium enrichment and plutonium reprocessing, terminating further development of nuclear-capable missile systems, ending support to Middle East terrorist groups, withdrawing its forces from Syria, and releasing its grip of repression on the Iranian people. If Iran makes a fundamental strategic shift, the United States is prepared to take actions which will benefit the Iranian people, including ending sanctions and supporting the integration of Iran's economy into the international economic system. It is America's hope, Secretary of State Pompeo said, that our labors toward peace and security will bear fruit for the long-suffering people of Iran. We long to see them prosper and flourish as in past decades and indeed as never before.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.